Hey, this is Chris Brown, and today's episode is brought to you by my friends at PureFlix.com, the best place to stream faith and family-friendly movies and more. Sign up for your free one-month trial subscription today at PureFlix.com.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
That is right. Managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory. We're talking all about stewardship here at Chris Brown's True Stewardship. The phone number is 866-357-3283. Again, 866-357-3283. You call in with your questions all about this thing we call stewardship, where we recognize that He is the owner. That means we're not. We are the managers, and we get to, not have to, we get to manage for the Creator. His stuff, not ours. And it's here on Monday. One of those things that we manage for Him is our jobs, right? He gives us that opportunity. So this week, make this one shift in your perspective. This week is not about income, it's about impact. This week is not about income, it's about impact. How much impact can you create? How much impact can you have on people, on your coworkers, on your surroundings, on your family? Not about income, but it's about impact. If you make that one shift, this broadcast is worth it. Even if you just did that for a day, where the focus is on how much value can you add to people's lives, not how much you can get out of their pockets. And of course, that is a wrestle with us every day. There's a real tangible need in this world to have income. But let's primary focus on impact, not income. Hey, make today the day that you sign up for the Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway. That's right. We're giving away $100,000 worth of cash and prizes right here at Ramsey Solutions. And I want you to get in on the action. You can find out more information at stewardship.com. And here we are. It's the start of Thanksgiving week. Have you put that together yet? Thanksgiving is this week. It's crazy, right? Sneaks up on us pretty good. And as we start this week, I'm challenging all of us to keep our eyes open to what God has richly blessed us with. Yes, Chris, I know. It's November. We're supposed to be thankful. That's the problem. We're getting callous to all these blessings, right? Yes, we are. We are supposed to be thankful. But listen to this verse. James 1:17 says, every good gift, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. So aren't you glad today that God gives us good gifts and He doesn't change? On your good days, on your bad days, He never changes, and He continues to give us good gifts. And that is something for which to be thankful. I don't know where you're at today, but I'm just telling you this. As I'm actually talking about all that over the last minute or so, I've got a gentleman named Bob Borquez, your producer of this show, broke his leg, shattered his tibia, and he is back in the studio just to give you an update. But he is going bananas on the other side of the glass about how thankful he is for perfect gifts. Every good gift. I mean, he's amening me like crazy, y'all. In my, he's distracting me at this point. He is going off. But hey, listen, he broke his stinking leg out of nowhere, and he's thanking God. So I don't know what you're dealing with today, but hopefully that puts things into perspective. I know it does for me. He's making me feel convicted that I'm not thankful enough. Anyway, we're taking your calls. Again, the phone number is 866-357-3283. And from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, this is Jeff. Jeff, how are you?
I'm great, sir. How are you?
I'm better every day. Are you thankful?
I'm extremely thankful.
Good. Very good. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. My wife and I are on baby step three, and this is after about 4 years and 1 month of paying off just over $70,000 to get to baby step three.
Good job.
And hey, thank you. I appreciate that. But we've seemed to have lost momentum getting to baby step three, and I don't know psychologically why. If it's something that I think in baby step two, we were able to deny ourselves a lot of things because we had an end goal, and we knew the repercussions of not, you know, making that goal because then interest was accruing on these debts. But I guess now that I'm in baby step three, the momentum has shifted, and it could be simply because a lot of what we had, you know, we would forego maybe taking care of this issue or taking care of that because we were focusing so much gazelle intense on baby step two. Now I think we've almost got to the point where we say, well, you know, maybe we do have that extra money. You know, should we take care of that now as opposed to maintaining that intensity to get to baby step three in order to then move on to obviously baby step four? And so I wasn't sure if you had any advice on how to just maintain that momentum.
Yeah, like normally people say they're having this kind of stalling period. My first question is to ask, is it a mindset issue or is it a mathematical issue? And for you, it sounds like it's more mindset than mathematics. It's more than things that circumstances that keep popping up. It sounds like it's more of on the mindset side. And so what I want to share with you is what comes to my mind is actually out of our Entree Leadership resources that comes to my mind. And it's five traits of effective goal setting. Five traits of effective goal setting. And here they are. Here's five traits of a good goal setting process. Your goals need to be specific. And what you'd reference the baby step two that you nailed your goal and killed it is because it was very specific. And you actually alluded to that you had a number, you had a goal, you knew what the repercussions were if you didn't hit it. The second thing is having a time limit. So I would put a time limit on baby step three so that you've got this line in the sand that we will be done on that day. There's a goal and you back it down and what that means per month. So a time limit on your goals. Number three is to make sure it's measurable. Of course, in this situation, your goal is measurable because it's numerical. So if you're choosing 3 months of income for your emergency fund or 6 months for your emergency fund, and folks listening in, he's talking about baby step three. That is when you have a full 3 to 6 months fully funded emergency fund in case life throws you curveballs, because we know that it does. So measurable would be the third thing. The fourth thing is that it's got to be yours. It can't just be your wife's. It can't be what you think your neighbor wants or what your parents want. You've got to genuinely, internally think that that's your goal. It can't change every other day. You've got to know you measured up against your dreams, your visions, your goals, where you're headed in life, and it's got to be yours internally. And the fifth one is where I think you're missing it. And that's where I'm going with all this. Here's where I think you're missing it the most. It's got to be in writing. It's got to be in writing. This is the big one. And just an example of this, I told myself I was going to run 500 miles this year. Okay, 500 miles, which isn't really a lot for a runner or even like an amateur runner. Like a good runner runs about 60 to 80 miles a week. So that's how pathetic 500 a year is. But it's a start. It's over one a day. And that was my goal. Well, I was really behind, struggling. And the minute that my son and I, my little 10-year-old, put up on the refrigerator this checklist, if we checked off our 1 to 2 miles every day, that's the minute when we started really killing it. And here we are, you know, we're almost through the year and we're on track. But it's because we put it in writing. Before that, there was very little accountability staring us in the face. So maybe it's not your refrigerator because it's so personal, it's finances. Maybe it's on your bathroom mirror, or maybe it's on your dresser, maybe it's on your end table next to your bed, but something's staring you in the face every day and you know whether you're hitting your goal or not. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And what's that? That's what it is. You're in baby step three. And I think if you wanted to have the, you know, you said the repercussions of what motivated you before, think through all the compound interest that you're not gaining because you're not in baby step four. So that's the real thing. You got to make sure you get to baby step four as soon as possible. So hopefully that helps you. I want to give you a free retire-inspired book. You cool with that?
I'm absolutely cool with that.
Okay, you stay on the line. I'm going to give you a free retire-inspired by Chris Hogan, and you read a couple of those chapters together. It's going to get you really jacked up about leaving a legacy and getting to that baby step four as soon as possible. So you stay on the line, okay?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
My wife and I have the privilege and responsibility to shape the hearts of our three kids. We don't always get it right, of course, but that's why I'm thankful for resources like PureFlix.com. It's the best place to stream faith and family-friendly movies, documentaries, kids programming, and more. Anytime, anywhere, on your phone, tablet, laptop, or TV. PureFlix.com provides wholesome Christian entertainment that I can trust to make a positive impact on my whole family. Go to PureFlix.com today and sign up for your free one-month trial subscription. Your family will thank you. Folks, you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I am your host, Chris Brown. Great call so far from Jeff. And it looks like here's Lance is kind of weighing in on Twitter. It says, I completed the generosity exercise. He's referring to, I think that was episode 366. Those of you listening on the iTunes podcast and at stewardship.com, episode 366, he references. I completed the generosity exercise by using all the money I ended up with to tip my airport shuttle driver. And that is so cool. So thank you so much for letting us know that. As you guys know, there are those of you who listen to most of our broadcasts, and some of you, I talk to you at events, you listen to all of them, which is stinking awesome. But there was a generosity exercise back on episode 366, and I definitely recommend you checking it out if you missed it. It's good for us all. Giving is for us, not what anyone wants from us. Let's make sure that we're exercising generosity on a daily basis with our time, with our energy, with our talents, with our attention, and also with resources, big and small things. Next up from Ohio, this is Alfred. Alfred, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm better every day. How can I serve you?
Yeah, so I was wondering if you could just help me out. I was just looking for some direction. I mean, just long story short, I was going through the, you know, the total money makeover, and, you know, just felt real convicted to do some financial changes in my life.
Good.
And I know that on my credit report, because I got my new recent credit report, and I noticed that some of the creditors that I had are off or not on there. It's probably because it was past, for they were on there for over 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to try to just to, in order to make everything right, you know, so I wanted to try to pay off those old creditors that might not be showing on my credit report. Do you know of any way to like go back and maybe find out who your old creditors were that may not even show up on your report?
That's a great question, and very admirable, by the way. That's great. How much money do you think it is?
It's probably, I'd say maybe about 3,000 or so.
Okay, and it grew to 3,000, or is that was the original service that you were provided?
It's like there were just some individual creditors, you know, just some debts that I had, with a couple various businesses. I'm just kind of guesstimating,
yeah.
You know, that may have been about 3,000 or so.
Okay. Well, if you were to go back to the original place where you received the product or service, my guess mm-hmm. is they're not going to have a process or a system to be able to take random revenue for something that's not in their system. So there's not going to be my guess has already been purged from their docs. So it may have to be some kind of donation. It might just be I'm making a donation to what you guys do. You guys can do whatever you want. Maybe they'll put it in miscellaneous revenue. I don't know. But they probably won't be able to associate it or tie it with your account because they've probably already either A, kind of sold it off to a third party for collections. I wouldn't worry about the collections company.
Mm-hmm.
I would be more the original provider that provided you with the product and service. That's what I would go back to. Because the collections company didn't lose any money on this.
If
you're thinking about like the biblical, who you really need to go back to and make things right, it's the person who mm-hmm. provided their product or service. And I'd just go back to them and say, hey, here's the deal. Here's what I originally it was a $1,500 item that grew to about $1,900, and I'd love to make mm-hmm. that right. And I'd love to give $1,500 today. And after they, you know, fall over and hit their head on the ground in shock, they're going to, you know, as they wake up, they're going to maybe think of some kind of creative way where you can contribute to their organization. But I am convinced of this, Alfred. God will bless this. The Bible says he who is faithful with little, he can trust with much. And it's so, and it's, you know, so great for your heart also. So I love everything about it. And, you know, we talk about legacy a lot on this show, leaving a legacy to the next generation. And it's not just money, but it's character. And the character that you're demonstrating is a legacy that you can leave to not just kids, but to leave to brothers and sisters and leave to neighbors. And it's just a great testimony. And so I think I'll just go back to the original company that you, that where you walked into the door and you asked for that product. I would say, here's the deal. Can I talk to a manager? I know this is really weird, but I'm telling you, they will brag about that occurrence with everyone they come in contact with for a month, and God's going to get a ton of glory. So I love it. Yeah. So
God.
That's what I would do. I'd go back to the original place. And what I want to do is this whole idea of legacy. I want to give you a free legacy journey book. Dave Ramsey wrote a book about leaving a legacy, what that looks like. And it's a bunch of really good decisions like you're about to make. And I want to invest into your life. So you just stay on the line. We'll give you that free book. Okay.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, folks, the Legacy Journey book. And if I can think of anybody who needs to have that book in their hands, it's Alfred, who just called in from Ohio. Very cool stuff. Well, Black Friday will be here in just a few days, and that means we're offering our lowest prices of the year at stewardship.com. We have a ton of deals on books, on classes, but they're only available on Friday. It's a great way to stay within your budget and pick up gifts for the people on your Christmas list. But you have to sign up for the stewardship.com newsletter to see all the deals that we're offering on Friday only. Got to have the newsletter. Make sure you go to stewardship.com and get on that newsletter list today, and then you'll know all about those Friday deals. So check that out.
We're thankful to have you with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Hey, we're grateful for all the stories you've been sending, the testimonies. Some of you have been sending words of encouragement to others in our stewardship community. Keep it up, and you'll encourage and give hope to others. Call us at 866-357-3283, 866-357-3283. Or you can email us at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
All right, folks, I told you can email in as well. Got an email here from Eliza Marie. It says, hey, Chris, I love your podcast and was hoping you would be able to help me with spiritual budgeting marriage issue that I have. I'm a believer and my husband isn't. Anybody in that spot? So we disagree on the issue of tithing, naturally. At the moment, I am tithing 10% off my income, but no tithe on his income. There's that my and his, right? That's not good. Normally, all of our money is ours or combined, but I'm feeling like this is a compromise between my belief in tithing and his opinion that it's a waste of money. I don't want this to become an issue in our marriage, and yet I feel that it is important to support various ministries. So I'm hoping that you can give me some advice. My husband is the main breadwinner in our family, while I am a stay-at-home mom who works part-time. We're currently in baby step two with paying off consumer debt, with about 2 years left to go till we're debt-free, but we do have a fully funded emergency fund due to a lack of job security. So they're kind of doing things out of order a little bit. I have been solely in charge of our finances and budget for our entire 10-year marriage. I've only been a Christian for the past year. Thanks for any help that you can give me. All right, Eliza Marie, John 13:35 comes to mind. By this, everyone will know that you're my disciples, if you love one another, and not if you make somebody tithe, okay? You catch more flies with honey than you do vinegar, Eliza. So from a budgeting standpoint, here's what I do. I would think of it as, yes, you're tithing off of your income, but to streamline the budgeting process, just show it, show the tithing as whatever it comes out to, 3 to 4%. So you're not really giving a full 10% as a couple, but you are tithing off of your income, but it shows up on your budget as 3 to 4%. You want to be right before the Lord personally because you're the one with the relationship with God, but you also want to foster unity in your marriage, and that would kind of do both of those things. You'd be doing a budgeting process as a whole, but then you are in right obedience with your father, not his father yet as far as his belief system. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9:7, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not your wife's heart, right? In his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. So if he's not going to give cheerfully, then no, we don't want to go down that road, okay? You want to target your efforts towards loving him, towards salvation, and getting what the Bible says, equally yoked. That's what you want to do, spiritually on the same page. Then his tithing can be the focus after that, which will probably happen on its own, by the way, when salvation occurs, when you lead him with your works and with the way you treat him towards Christ. Lastly, let him join you on some small giving things outside the church and watch him. He'll get addicted to generosity. He just will. The most fun we ever have with money is when we give. Next up from Utah, this is Elizabeth. Elizabeth, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm better every day. How can I help you?
Fabulous. I was just wondering, do I need life insurance on my kids? My dad says no, but I have an uncle who says yes, and all my kids have child rider policies on my husband's and mine life insurance. So I'm just wondering what you think.
Does your uncle sell insurance?
He does not. He has a son who had a heart condition and
okay.
wasn't able to get life insurance when he got older.
Gotcha.
And so he says, well, if we wouldn't have had this insurance, and it's only, it's like a $100,000 policy. It's nothing huge, but that's all. And his son's 39. So that they've been able to keep it. So that's why he's like, you have to have it. And my dad's like, it's a waste. Kids are a liability. Don't do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the reason, you know, what we like to say here at Ram Solutions is the big filter for us is, does anyone depend on their income? And the answer obviously is no.
Okay.
No one depends on their income. And if you've got riders on your policies for the burial cost in the event or they were to pass away unexpectedly or something like that, like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, you should be fine. So I think that's the reason why we say emergency fund. So I don't even think, even if you didn't have those riders on your policy, that's what the emergency fund's for. You know, so when you have, if you're not familiar with the baby steps, we teach, you know, baby step one is $1,000. Are you familiar?
Yeah, I'm familiar with
good,
that.
Good.
I'm a Ramsey listener.
There you go. Well, you know, we teach, you know, those of you listening in, you don't know sure what I'm talking about. The baby step three in the seven baby steps is to have a fully funded emergency fund. And the whole reason is for like those things that pop up so that you're self-insured. So no, I don't see that at all. And so I think you're good to go.
Could you tell me, why do they recommend 10 to 12% on your income?
Oh yeah, 10 to 12 times your income.
Yeah,
because I think life insurance doesn't come up on this show enough.
Yeah,
and it's very vital to your financial freedom. 10 to 12 times is what we see, you know, talking to people over 20 or 30 years here, what we've seen that people need. And so what they need to be able to replace their income and be able to live off their income, I mean, because if you did less than that in, let's just say, 4 or 5 years to replace that income, it's going to be a challenge. So that 10 to 12 times your income seems to be that perfect amount that allows people to be able to not live in fear, but not have so much that it's extreme and it's crazy. And so it's that perfect amount. And also something to think about, those that stay at home, either it be a husband or a wife, and there's no income associated with it directly, we recommend that you equate that as a $40,000 to $60,000 income. So that would be $400,000 to $600,000 in insurance to replace what it would cost to replace what they're doing at home. The money that you're saving, you're not paying for childcare, food prep, and all that, you know, all the taking care of the home, we put a $40,000 to $60,000 value on that.
Okay.
So just to let people know about that.
Perfect.
So, but again, when you're talking about insurance, for you and for everyone listening in, it's not out of fear. It's not we're getting insurance because we're, you know, scared. It's just a wisdom thing. 2 Timothy 1:7.
Well, yeah, I just want to be prepared. I want to make sure we're set how we need to be. That's
yeah, no,
I'm
of course.
For.
And I just think those listening in, there's lots of folks who think of insurance like, oh, you know, even your uncle has probably got a little bit of that just because of his personal situation, that there's a little bit of that fear component and he doesn't want you to. And in 2 Timothy 1:7 does say God has not given us a spirit of fear. And so that fear is not from him, but it's a wisdom thing. So to kind of take it out of the fear category and put it into the wisdom category. And I think it's a great question to ask, and I think it's very wise to wrestle with that and whether you guys need it or not, but I would say that you don't.
Okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. That makes me feel better.
Well, good. Well, we appreciate the call.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, folks, today that kind of wraps us all up. We're all done. Great question by Elizabeth. If you have any questions at all about life insurance or about any insurance for that matter, talk to one of our ELP insurance professionals. You can find out more information. They're recommended from Ramsey Solutions and myself. Go to stewardship.com, check under Chris Recommends, and we've got endorsed insurance experts in your area all over the country. Those of you that are listening in from the United States, we've got them probably in your city. Make sure you check them out. Again, it's ELP is what you're looking for, and it's under Chris Recommends at stewardship.com. Folks, don't forget to enter our Making Futures Bright $100,000 giveaway for your chance to win cash and prizes. We'll be drawing a winner each week. All you have to do is go to stewardship.com to enter. You can enter once a day, every day, for your chance to win. And there's no purchase necessary. Y'all, it's been a pleasure. Until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.